I'm Bronson Tiger here at the National FFA Convention with Lance Rainwater from WildTech. Lance, tell me what you have here in your booth and what message you're trying to portray to these FFA members.
So what we have at our booth today is a van that we built for SEMA last year. And we brought it here to this convention to kind of help kids understand what other opportunities are out there within the world of just hands-on types of career paths. So anything that's going to be tech-related, this van really kind of is the epitome of what we do at WildTech. And our students completely gutted this van. It started off as a transit van from Ford. They put in the stereo system, the two moonroofs in there, they put those in, they did the custom paint job. But when you think about stereo systems, when you think about the electronics, when you think about the creativity that can happen across the world in many different formats, I think the cool thing with kids coming from the FFA program is because they have those hands-on skills, and have the ability to not just have the hands-on skills, but have that creative aspect to go along with it, we find that these are the types of kids that we want within the WildTech programs, because they're the ones that are going to be the most successful. And we love the work ethic that comes from these kids, the drive, the passion. So we're looking for, this is the kind of kid we really want in our programs.
So obviously this is a hands-on project with this van here. Do you want to describe to me in detail what this van looks like?
So if only you could see it in person, I can tell you that. But basically, if you kind of take a trip back to the 1970s, what we did is we took a 2016 Ford Transit van and we converted it into kind of a retro 1970s van. And so inside the van, we've got shag carpet. We have everything from video monitor systems where you could play videos. We've got a sound system. We've got an elaborate lighting system in there. We have a disco ball hanging from the ceiling, which is really cool. But all of the work that was done on this van was done by our students, which I think is even more fulfilling as a person that works for the organization to see what kind of product a student can put out, the creativity aspect of it. But I think what's even more important with this is that attention to detail. So it's one thing to be creative, but it's another thing to have that attention to detail. Because even if a student doesn't get into the custom world, this is kind of promoting the thing. If you're going to become a diesel mechanic, an automotive mechanic, a collision refinishing technician, boat or even motorcycles, the bottom line is you got to pay attention to those details in order to do the job right and have that customer satisfied when they leave. And so that's kind of what hopefully this entails, is some of the electronics that had to take place and some of the electrical aspect that had to take place to pull this off. Because when you see the elaborate lighting system, it kind of shows you the cool different features you can throw in something to make it kind of sparkle, so to speak. And what's even more impressive is the guy that actually does the driving around of this van, Harry Wyman. What he does is he actually, on his phone, he has an app where he can change the lighting system to where it can actually go with strobe with the music. It can stay one color, it can change colors. I mean, it's all over the place. So it's actually pretty impressive. So if for those of you that haven't been by to check it out, you definitely should check it out, because it'll take you back to the past for sure.
What's WildTech's plans or goals for the future dealing with the FFA or the FFA convention?
Well, I think our goal is to stay connected with them, because, you know, when you have a great organization like this that has, I guess the best way to describe it is an unwavering love for hard work and a passion for everything that they do. And it's a myriad of career paths that students can get into in the FFA world. We just hope to tap into some of those kids that are more of the mechanically driven kids. So those kids that really want to work with their hands, that's the kid we want at WildTech specifically. So our goal is to stay connected with them as much as we possibly can. I know myself, I cover the state of Colorado, and I try to stay connected with all of my Colorado FFA instructors as much as I possibly can. But not only are they great people, but they're very passionate about their kids and their kids' success. And so anytime I can make a connection with one of those advisors as well as their students, I know I've got a great package deal, so to speak.
Perfect. Thanks, Lance. I really appreciate talking to you with FFA Today. I'm Bronson Tigert.